If you know who Honey Boo Boo is, I have three words for you. Shame on you.
Live from the basement, it's Building a Better Dave. Check us out at betterdave.com. Email us at dave@betterdave.com. Or call in your comments, 888-563-3228. Now, here's your host, Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to Building a Better Dave. I'm your host, Dave. And I have had, first of all, thanks to Sergeant Fred, to Scott, to everybody who has said, hey, why are you doing another Better Dave? And I went out and I'm like, well, I haven't done one since May. And so this is going to be a no script, which means, you know, please keep your hands inside the right at all time. We're going to hopefully not have too much of an ADD situation here with no notes at all in front of me. Because I just want to update people, and it's like, all right, I need to just put this out and go from there. If you're new to the show, this has been my search for happiness on the broken road of life. And oddly enough, about the time things seemed to have been going in the right direction, it was kind of a two steps forward, one step back. And anytime I take one step back, I always got really worried about putting out a new episode. So I apologize for being gone so long. If you're new to the show, the last time, what did I talk about? I talked about Mother's Day. Before that, I was talking about put up or shut up and the fact that I had decided to stick it out with my wife. If you're new to the show, we've had a really rocky first couple years of marriage, and I actually left last December. And to make a long, very long story short, after thousands of dollars in therapy, after a lot of time talking about different things and working on developing new skills, we are definitely, I believe, in better shape than we were. Are we perfect? No. But we're getting better. And so that's the good news. So probably I will be living back in Cleveland. Right now I live in Akron with my sister. No later than the end of October. Probably, actually, and more likely in about a week, be moving back. Because one of the things we're doing, we're gonna use a new tactic. And that is, I just put down a down payment. I'm going to be renting what amounts to be a small bedroom as an office about four blocks from my house. And the reason for this is I am very guilty of saying, hey, baby, I'm going to go check my email for about 15 minutes. I'll be right back. Is that all right with you? And she'll go, yeah, that's fine. And I'll come out an hour later. After I've fallen into a vat of YouTube and answering a lot of emails and, oh, I'm going to write one blog post, or I just go crazy. So what we're going to do is we have, and really this is what our marriage needed, we have set our expectations. And I think I have a better, well, I know I have a better understanding of what, not only what makes my wife tick, but what pushes her buttons. And I think she has the same for me. So she realizes that I need to do some of this stuff. And I understand her need to have me around. So I think we have a decent compromise going on here, which is going to be great. So a couple nights during the week, I will be hanging out in my office and working on podcasts. I will be doing early Saturday mornings podcasting, and probably Sunday. A little bit of Sunday will be some podcasting time. And between those days, that should be enough. And then the rest of the week, obviously, is family time. And there's actually thoughts. There are talks of getting the band back together, man. And now by this,